Idaho Commission for Libraries. Connections. Talking Book Service News. Innovative Services and Community. Volume 3, Number 4. Fall 2012. Digital Roundup. Where are they now? Over the last 2 years, Talking Book Service, TBS, staff, and Idaho Commission for Libraries, ICFL, volunteers, have been converting titles in the locally recorded book collection from cassette to cartridge format. It is a time-consuming process, and we are fortunate to have so many dedicated volunteers. At first, the titles were only circulated on cartridges. Last year, we added the ability to also download locally recorded books. To identify and download locally recorded books, 1. Log in to the Idaho Talking Book online catalog at https://webopac.klas.com/idbph. Contact TBS to request a login and password at 800-458-3271. 2. Search the catalogue by author, title, or subject. 3. You can limit your search to downloadable books. Under Search Options, go to Media and select Digital Book. Click Submit Search. 4. All titles listed on the search results page are available to download. Click on the title field of any title for the full record. 5. Click on the link in the Click on Link to Download field to begin the download process. Note, if the book is available in Bard, you will need to log in to Bard. Recently recorded titles are promoted in each newsletter. In this issue, the book order form in the middle lists some of the titles that have been converted to cartridges, and future newsletters will continue to do so. Remember, these are older titles you may have read that are now available on cartridge. You can request these titles by checking those you want to read and returning the order form to TBS, or by using the search instructions above to download. All titles in the locally recorded collection should be available on cartridge and for download by 2014. Reader resources. Tumble books are here. Whether you're a child or just young at heart, check out the Tumble Book Library, a new electronic resource available for all Idahoans at public libraries throughout the state. All you need is a computer and access to the internet to read these titles yourself or with a child. Tumble Book Library contains more than 300 animated talking picture books, which help kids read in a format they'll love. Tumble books are created by adding animation, sound, music, and narration to existing picture books in order to produce an electronic picture book that you can read or have read to you. The collection contains titles from children's book publishers such as Simon & Schuster, Chronicle Books, Candlewick Press, Charlesbridge Press, Walker & Company, Annick Press, Orca Books, Lerner Books, and HarperCollins Publishers, among others. Tumble Books will be available in Idaho's public libraries by early December through a Routes to Reading grant to the Idaho Commission for Libraries from the Institute of Museum and Library Services. Just go to your local public library's website and look for Tumble Books. Call the Talking Book Service at 800-458-3271 to identify your closest public library's website. Headphones now available. Stereo headphones compatible with digital players are now available. Headphones are the way to go when listening to audiobooks without bothering others in the vicinity. Call the Talking Book Service at 800 458 3271 and request headphones be sent to you. When you receive them, plug them into the green headphone jack on the right-hand side of the player and you are set to go. What are you reading? By Mary Ellen Halverson. Reading, come rain or shine. We all know the slogan, reading is for everyone, and I believe reading is for any time too, on a rainy or snowy day, on a sunny spring day, or even on a hot summer day. Recently, I read Snowfire by Phyllis Whitney, written in 1972. I was curious about the author's life, so I did a little research and discovered that Phyllis Whitney lived from 1903 through 2008 and was 104 years old when she died. She wrote most of her books from the 1960s into the 1990s. She was born in Japan and lived in several countries around the world. She preferred to call her novels romance/suspense books. Snowfire was recently added to the Bard list of books to download and is also available on cartridge. This was one of her books I had not read in the past, so I downloaded it and thoroughly enjoyed it. It takes place at a ski resort lodge in the east, but could have easily been located in the mountains of Idaho. The heroine's brother, a well-known skier, has been accused of murder, so his sister, Linda, applies for a job at the ski lodge to do some investigating. The nearby old mansion in the woods, Greystones, which is complete with a stone tower, a dusty, spooky attic, and a view of stark, blackened trees from a fire, is the scene of many of the chapters of this intriguing book. Residents of the mansion include a famous skier whose wife was murdered, his 8-year-old emotionally disturbed daughter, and his sister, who floats around the mansion and adds the mystical touch that Phyllis seemed to enjoy in many of her books. The sister's cat also appears to have some supernatural characteristics and adds a fun touch to the story. There are exciting scenes on the ski slopes, especially near the end of the book, that will not let you put the book down to cook dinner or do the laundry. Although the author gives us clues throughout the book, some of which are misleading, I did not solve the mystery. Perhaps you will be a better detective than I was. The characters come to life and take over parts of your day, your thoughts, and your time. I believe that Phyllis Whitney's wonderful skill and talent as a storyteller are vividly evident in this book, and I would recommend that you read some of her other novels. There are several listed in Bard and on cartridge. For me, Phyllis Whitney's suspense-packed books are timeless. They are as fun to read now as when I read them 30 years ago. Snowfire, Adult Fiction, DB072265. Frequently Asked Questions. Below are answers to questions we are asked about the cassette players, books, and magazines. 1. I am no longer using my cassette player. Can I give it to my friend? No. All equipment that is loaned as part of the Talking Book Service is federal property and must be returned to the Talking Book Service when you are done using it, regardless of its condition or possible future use. This includes players, headphones, and other accessories. 2. I liked the Easy Player. Why can't I have another one? E1 Easy Players were in limited supply and have not been maintained. Digital players work similar to an Easy Player, provide much better sound quality and are readily available. Try it. You'll like it. 3. When will all the older cassette books be available on cartridges? The National Library Service is working on converting the entire collection to cartridges, but it will take several years. Books containing outdated information, such as medical and computer books, will not be converted. Volunteers are converting locally recorded Idaho Talking Books and hope to have all titles available on cartridges by 2014. 4. When will magazines be available on cartridges? Magazines are scheduled to be available on cartridges sometime in 2013. Users will receive all magazine titles they subscribe to on one cartridge and must return the cartridge in order to receive future magazine cartridges. 5. I heard cassette books will no longer be available. When will that happen? The National Library Service has instructed the Idaho Talking Book Service to reduce its inventory of cassette books over the next 2 years. At some point after that, cassette books may no longer be available. All users are encouraged to request a digital player and enjoy its ease of use and high quality sound. Converted books. What was old is new again. The following Idaho books were originally recorded for cassette, but are now available as a digital cartridge or downloadable book from the Idaho Shelf Project. To order cartridges, select the VDB numbers of the titles you want and mail this pre-addressed order form, or order online at libraries.idaho.gov/capital T capital B capital S/capital C lowercase u r r e n t capital B lowercase o o k s forward slash capital F lowercase a l l 2012. To download, see instructions on page 1 of this newsletter. If you need assistance with downloading or a full description of the titles, please call your customer service representative at 800-458-3271. Nonfiction, adult. Banditti of the Rocky Mountains and Vigilance Committee in Idaho, comma, the. VDB 00588. Read by Barbara Cook. Published 1964. 4 hours, 24 minutes. Basin of Gold. Life in Boise Basin, 1862 through 1890. VDB 00253. Read by K. Salmon. Published 1986. 6 hours and 35 minutes. Basque Cooking and Law. VDB 00184. Read by Jean Alzola. Published 1991. 4 hours and 30 minutes. Basques from the Pyrenees to the Rockies. VDB 00132. Read by Carla Stern. Published 1985. 3 hours and 23 minutes. Bear River Massacre, comma, the. VDB 00584. Read by Tom Monahan. Published 1982. 15 hours and 1 minute. Bill Hall and the Killer Chicken. VDB 00550. Read by Larry Shapiro. Published 1981. 3 hours and 43 minutes. Bride Goes West, comma, a. VDB 00267. Read by Betty Weber. Published 1942. 5 hours and 59 minutes. Boise, the Peace Valley. VDB 00276. Read by Marjorie March. Published 1990. 13 hours and 35 minutes. Department of Yarns. A selection of yarns about Idaho, Idahoans, Booming Boise, Lunch with Tim, and Other Subjects, comma, the. VDB 00330. Read by John Davidson. Published 1998. 4 hours and 53 minutes. Diary of a Cattle Drive from La Grande, Oregon to Cheyenne, Wyoming in 1876. VDB 00566. Read by Virginia Wiley. Published 1984. 1 hour and 30 minutes. Enduring Legacy. The Story of Basques in Idaho, comma, Anne. VDB 00687. Read by Paddy Miller. Published 2000. 6 hours and 35 minutes. Governor Smiley Remembers. VDB 00302. Read by Larry Weeks. Published 1998. 8 hours and 10 minutes. Greener Grass. VDB 00529. Read by Larry Shapiro. Published 1984. 5 hours and 45 minutes. Grubstaking the Palouse. Gold Mining in the Hoodoo Mountains of North Idaho, 1860 through 1950. VDB 00594. Read by Anne Hubert. Published 1986. 3 hours and 44 minutes. Eidenhar, comma, the. VDB 00560. Read by Gail Morgan. Published 1990. 5 hours and 40 minutes. Lemhi, Sacajawea's People, comma, the. VDB 00353. Read by Rita Markle. Published 1990. 4 hours and 7 minutes. Letters of a Woman Homesteader. VDB 00558. Read by Ruth Simler. Published 1990. 4 hours and 58 minutes. Lewis and Clark Among the Indians. VDB 00595. Read by Marion Beers. Published 1984. 18 hours and 32 minutes. Life in the Far West Among the Indians and the Mountain Men. VDB 00535. Read by Tom Monahan. Published 1976. 9 hours and 45 minutes. Little Bit of Wisdom. Conversations with a Nez Perce Elder, comma, A. VDB 00676. Read by Larry Weeks. Published 1997. 6 hours and 19 minutes. Mormon Mother. An Autobiography, comma, A. VDB 00712. Read by Susan Johnson. Published 1983. 8 hours and 54 minutes. Nuremberg Funnel. Idaho German Tales, comma, the. VDB 00325. Read by Marge Hooper. Published 1996. 5 hours and 32 minutes. Out of the Night. A Story of Tragedy and Hope from a Survivor of the 1959 Montana Yellowstone Earthquake. VDB 00374. Read by Amy Jordan. Published 1998. 2 hours and 26 minutes. Outlaw. The True Story of Claude Dallas. VDB 00544. Read by Charles Shin. Published 1985. 7 hours and 2 minutes. Photographing the West, a state-by-state guide. VDB 00525. Read by Tom Monahan. Published 1980. 7 hours and 46 minutes. Sun Valley, a biography. VDB 00278. Read by John Taylor. Published 1976. 4 hours and 19 minutes. Sweet Promised Land. VDB 00313. Read by Daniel Baer. Published 1957. 4 hours and 49 minutes. Tough and Tender. VDB 00589. Read by Gail Morgan. Published 1987. 1 hour and 57 minutes. Unintentional Senator, comma, the. VDB 00336. Read by Florence Wise. Published 1990. 11 hours and 30 minutes. Warren, Idaho. Historical Sketches. VDB 00600. Read by Roy Vance. Published 1986. 59 minutes. We Sagebrush Folks. VDB 00060. Read by Edith Bond. Published 1988. 21 hours and 27 minutes. Wolf Wars. The Remarkable Inside Story of the Restoration of Wolves to Yellowstone. VDB 00248. Read by Carolyn Thorne. Published 1995. 6 hours, 18 minutes. The TBS newsletter with this order form is available on cassette upon request. Call 800-458-3271. For a podcast, PDF, or to subscribe to the newsletter via email, visit https://libraries.idaho.gov/page/connections-tbs-news. This newsletter is also available for download via the Idaho Shelf Project. From War Stories, see page 10. For full descriptions of the following titles, please call TBS at 800-458-3271. DB 012323, Eye of the Needle. DB 068748, Forgotten Patriots. DB 040520, Glory Road. DB 040519, Mr. Lincoln's Army. DB 068023, A Promise Unbroken and a Heart Divided. DB 040521, A Stillness at Appomattox. DB 072156, War Horse. DB 073165, Wild Bill Donovan. DB 065354, The Zookeeper's Wife. From What Are You Reading? See page 3. DB 072265, Snowfire. Recent donations to TBS. General donations. Peggy and Carl Day. Barbara and Doug Ellis. Dorothy Griffiths. Lila Hamley, James Jones, Helen Labrum, Betty Wenstrom, Verna and Larry Whitmill. Donations are used to enhance the Talking Book service and are fully tax-deductible as allowed by law. Acknowledgements are sent to donors and honorees, so please include the name and address of all those to be notified. Please make checks payable to Idaho Commission for Libraries and mail to Idaho Talking Book Service, 325 West State Street, Boise, Idaho, 83702. Credit card donations can be made online from the Idaho Commission for Libraries website at http://libraries.idaho.gov by clicking on the Donate Here button in the lower left corner of the page. Thanks to all for your generosity. TBS 10 Squared Club. The newest centenarians to join the Talking Book Service 10 Squared Club are Edwina Tunning, Boise, born November 12, 1911. Lena Weiss, Rigby, born January 28, 1912. Della Smith, Eagle, born November 4, 1912. Edna Roberts, Meridian, born November 11, 1912. Digital player and cartridge. If you don't have a digital player yet, or if you would like to replace your standard digital player with an advanced digital player, call 800-458-3271. Interested in war stories? November 11th is Veterans Day. Below are a few of the many fiction and non-fiction titles about wars the United States has been involved in over its 200-plus year history. You can request them on the order form in the middle of this newsletter. Army of the Potomac. Author Bruce Catton. This trilogy on the Army of the Potomac emphasizes the gritty determination of private soldiers. Mr. Lincoln's Army, 1951. DB 040519. Adult nonfiction. Glory Road, 1952. DB 040520. Adult nonfiction. A Stillness at Appomattox, 1953. DB 040521. Adult nonfiction. Eye of the Needle, 1978. Author Ken Follett. His codename is The Needle, and he is a Nazi spy who knows of the phony plans for the D-Day Normandy invasion. DB 012323. Adult fiction. Forgotten Patriots. The Untold Story of American Prisoners During the Revolutionary War. 2008. Author Edwin Burroughs. Exposes the mistreatment of Revolutionary War prisoners captured by the British and held in New York. DB 068748. Adult nonfiction. A Promise Unbroken and a Heart Divided. Battles of Destiny, 1993. Author Al Lacey. Civil War historical fiction that combines romance and moral values in an action-packed style. DB 068023. Adult fiction. War Horse, 1982. Author Michael Morpurgo. In 1914, a beautiful foal is thrust into the midst of the war on the Western Front. His courage touches the soldiers around him. DB 072156. Juvenile fiction. Wild Bill Donovan, the spymaster who created the OSS and modern American espionage, 2011. Author, Douglas Waller. A World War I hero is tasked with forming a civilian intelligence agency in 1941. DB073165, adult nonfiction. The Zookeeper's Wife, 2007. Author, Diane Ackerman. Details the efforts of Warsaw zookeeper Jan Zabinski and his wife Antonina to hide Jewish citizens during the Holocaust. DB065354, adult nonfiction. Volunteer highlight: Colette Cowman and Cindy McLean, from valuable volunteers to fast friends. Colette Cowman and Cindy McLean began volunteering at the Idaho Commission for Libraries at nearly the same time. Colette, a retired journalist, had always wanted to read for the blind and was inspired by a local newspaper article about a narrator volunteering at the commission. Cindy, a retired teacher, had been searching for a way to give back and came across the same article. Soon, Colette and Cindy were paired recording Idaho books and magazines for the Talking Book Service, with Colette narrating and Cindy monitoring. 4.5 years of volunteering together on the same projects nurtured a friendship that eventually grew to include spouses. Colette and Cindy usually cap their weekly volunteer sessions with coffee or lunch and often get together with their husbands to play cards. They also formed a book club that includes 6 other readers. Colette enjoys a good story, fiction or non-fiction, and Cindy likes reading novels and books about other cultures. Both volunteers look forward to the part of their week when they volunteer at the commission. They are impressed with the programs the commission provides, and they enjoy providing education and entertainment for people unable to read regular print. It's an added bonus that their reading partner is also a friend. In her spare time, Colette volunteers for other organizations and enjoys a variety of activities, such as spending time with her children and grandchildren, gardening, tap dancing, snowshoeing, hiking, aerobics, and motorcycle riding with her husband. Cindy enjoys knitting, reading, quilting, and hiking, and is becoming adept at fishing with her husband in the Florida Keys. The Commission is grateful to this dedicated team for volunteering their time and talents. 2013 Calendar Arrival. The 2013 Talking Book Service, TBS, large print calendar was sent to TBS users in early November. If you haven't received yours yet, please contact the Talking Book Service at 800-458-3271. If you cannot use the Talking Book calendar, please contact the Talking Book Service and your name will be removed from the calendar mailing list. This newsletter is available on cassette tape upon request. Call 800-458-3271. For a podcast, PDF, or to subscribe to the newsletter via email, visit https://libraries.idaho.gov/page/connections-tbs-news. This newsletter is also available for download via the Idaho Shelf Project. This project is made possible by a grant from the U.S. Institute of Museum and Library Services. Email: talkingbooks@libraries.idaho.gov. Website: libraries.idaho.gov/TBS. Phone: 208-334-2150 or 800 0458 3271. End of Idaho Commission for Libraries Connections Talking Book Service News Innovative Services and Community Volume 3, Number 4, Fall 2012.